Hello, my name is Michael, and you're listening to Forever Sound Version, a video game music podcast. Hello, dear friends, and welcome to episode 50 of Forever Sound Version. Well, we did it. We hit 50 episodes, the half century. Thank you so much to everyone who has ever listened to an episode of this show. I simply would not have had the will to keep this thing going for 50 episodes had it not been for you tuning in and reaching out to me. I can't stress this enough. You are class. Despite this being something of a milestone episode number, I'm not going to be doing a podcast retrospective or anything like that. I'm leaving that type of episode for Forever Sound Version's birthdays, but I do still have something a bit special prepared here. I might be flying solo again for this one, but we can still make it count with some great video game music picks. We're going to be focusing on the soundtracks from the various versions of Snatcher. The tune that played us in was Theme of Snatcher Part 1 from the original PC-88 version of Snatcher, composed by Masahiro Ikariko. A nice big melody line playing on a clean square wave sound, making for a positively gamey feel. The perfect track to get this episode rolling, I think. This PC-88 version was released in 1988, but versions of the game were also released for the MSX in the same year, the NEC PC Engine Super CD-ROM in 92, the Sega Mega CD in 94, the Sony PlayStation in 96, and the Sega Saturn also in 96. For this episode, I'll be covering all the soundtracks up to the 94 Sega Mega CD version. Snatcher is considered to be something of a cult classic. It's an early project of Hideo Kojima, a very, very highly regarded video games producer, who was working at Konami up until fairly recently. Chances are you know who he is, but if you don't, two words: Metal Gear. His name is almost synonymous with that legendary IP and franchise. Snatcher is fundamentally an adventure game, playing rather a lot like a visual novel, where the player assumes the role of the amnesiac detective Gillian Seed, hunting for clues and carrying out interviews in post-apocalyptic Neo Kobe in an effort to solve the mystery of the Snatchers. Snatchers are artificial life forms that kill their targets before assuming their identities. With this in mind, you will often ask yourself, am I interviewing a real person or a Snatcher here? The game's pitch-black setting and highly sophisticated storytelling has seen it garner stacks of critical praise. I feel like it's worth reading a lengthy extract from a retrospective review published by Destructoid.com. It says, "Snatcher rips from other sources frequently and shamelessly. The plot, technology, and protagonist design are directly ripped off from Blade Runner. Your companion is a miniaturized Metal Gear, and the evil robots which inhabit its world are literally just walking Terminator endoskeletons who can, for some reason, shoot lasers from their mouths. Whenever possible, it acknowledges the player's existence and has a great deal of fun breaking the fourth wall. It wants to be everything, and it is. It is exactly as insane, fun, and contradictory as one would expect a Hideo Kojima game to be. So, the credit for the game's soundtrack is often handed to Konami Kukeha Club, which is Konami's in-house music and sound team. For the PC-88 version's soundtrack, however, I understand that Masahiro Ikariko of the Konami Kukeha Club is the composer. He mostly seemed to work on designing sound effects for Konami games such as Sunset Riders and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: The Hyperstone Heist, but he did also compose the music for Metal Gear 2: Solid Snake. So the few music composition credits he does have carry a fair amount of weight. Based on the tunes that we're going to hear in this episode, I absolutely love his style, so let's get into some more of his handiwork. We're about to hear Follow Up the Scent and Endless Pursuer from the PC-88 version of Snatcher, composed by Masahiro Ikariko. Follow Up the Scent and Endless Pursuer from Snatcher there. Some very tense stuff in that second tune, with dissonant stabs and mysterious sounding scales being used to ram home the themes of pursuit and evasion. Follow Up the Scent is a more texture carried affair, benefiting from some smart sound design and careful pacing. The stereo panning on the washes of noise would be extreme in isolation, but they're held in place by the slow, steady bass riff and the long notes on the rest of this track. Let's have a look at what we're talking about when we talk about the PC-88 for just a moment. One of the sound chips that was used in the PC-88 line of home computers by NEC was the YM2608, which boasts 16 channels. This can be broken down to 6 FM channels, 3 square wave channels, 6 ADPCM channels for rhythm sounds, and 1 ADPCM channel for samples. These affordances are kind of comparable to those of the Sega Mega Drive's sound hardware, which comprises 6 FM synth channels, or 5 FM synth channels plus one channel dedicated to sample playback, 3 square wave channels, and 1 noise wave channel. Because of its sonic versatility, I'm going with the YM2608 version of Snatch's soundtrack on the PC-88. So, if you were thinking that the tracks we have heard so far have been sounding a bit like Mega Drive tunes, that's why. We're going to have one more PC-88 track now, and it's AD-2042 Neo Kobe City, again composed by Masahiro Ikariko. Absolutely gorgeous stuff there. AD-2042 Neo Kobe City. A simple arrangement, but just so powerful. The chords and chord changes remind me of the album Disintegration by The Cure. Sort of melancholic and enigmatic at the same time. Definitely nighttime music for me. A little bit more about the game Snatcher now. Snatcher's gameplay works mostly through a first-person view, with a menu interface that allows the player to execute commands like look, ask, and move in order to interact with the game's environments and characters. Interestingly, the player can also make use of the aforementioned robotic assistant to make video calls with other characters. And yes, the name of this robotic assistant is Metal Gear. Ah, Kojima-san, what are you like? The Metal Gear references don't end there, though. Elsewhere on Snatcher's soundtrack is a piece called Theme of Tara, originally composed by Ikū Mizutani, which also appears on the soundtrack of the original Metal Gear for MSX. It also features as the background music to the training mode on Metal Gear Solid for the PS1. And why not reuse it? A good tune is a good tune. Speaking of the MSX there, that's where we are going next, the MSX2 version of Snatcher. Because of the platform's relatively basic sound hardware, the tunes we're about to hear are a lot more stripped back than the sorts of sound worlds we've been enjoying from the PC-88 version, but hopefully you can jam on these nonetheless. Here's The Entrance to Hell, Indoor, and Restoration, composed by Masahiro Ikariko and Izumi Mutsuhiko. We just had The Entrance to Hell Indoor and Restoration from Snatcher on the MSX2 standard of home computers. Something funky and then something frantic. The life and times of a post-apocalyptic detective are varied to say the least. MSX music isn't something that I have gotten into on Forever Sound version yet, but I would like to dedicate an episode to it at some point, so if you have any top tips for picks to share with me, please do give me a shout and I'll check them out. It's now time to move on to CD storage media, and it's the NEC PC Engine Super CD-ROM, a CD expansion for the PC Engine home console. A version of Snatcher was released on this platform in 1992, featuring some impressive improved graphics and a bit of voice acting to enhance the title's cinematic feel. This version has musical contributions from a number of composers: Motoaki Furukawa, Kazuki Muraoka, Masahiro Ikariko, Seichi Fukami, and Mutsuhiko Izumi. We're about to hear Theme of Junker and Criminal Omen. Was Theme of Junker and Criminal Omen from the PC Engine Super CD-ROM version of Snatcher. Despite the platform's Redbook audio capabilities, the tunes I've selected here make use of the PC Engine's built-in sound, that is, six wavetable synth channels produced by the console's CPU. I have a soft spot for the PC Engine's buzzy but bright sound, so hearing these dramatic tunes being played through it is certainly enjoyable to me. Let's have one more piece from this version. It's called Pleasure of Tension. ¶¶ Pleasure of Tension there from the PC Engine Super CD-ROM version of Snatcher, released in 1992. I really like the way the smooth lead line sails over the brisk, jittery percussive synth. There's the pleasure, and there's the tension. The overall feel is very Blade Runner to my ears, very Vangelis. The 1980s courses through the veins of this tune, a study in synthetic musical tautness. Makes me want to get in my car and speed down the motorway in the middle of the night. Not that I want to condone speeding on this podcast. The last version of Snatcher that I'll be looking at on this episode is the Sega Mega CD version from 1994. This version, while not reaching very many people beyond Japan due to Sega more or less abandoning the Mega CD, enjoys a tremendously positive reputation. In 2000, Hardcore Gaming 101 wrote, "There's very, very little wrong with Snatcher. The only problem may be its length and lack of difficulty. I was able to beat this game in just over 6 hours with very minimal help, but 4 of those 6 hours were when I was locked up in my room playing the game, having one of the best damn video game playing experiences of my life. This is what an interactive anime should be." On the strength of this review and many others like it, I feel like regular Forever Sound version guest John Baldessari could get into this one. Maybe I'll have him check it out the next time I see him. Unlike the PC Engine CD version, Snatcher on the Sega Mega CD does make extensive use of Redbook audio, so let's check it out. I don't have any information on composers here except that music is credited to Konami Kukea Club. We're about to hear the tracks One Night in Neo Kobe City, which is the game's fantastic intro theme, and Joy Division. One Night in Neo Kobe City, and Joy Division there. Joy Division sounds absolutely nothing like the band Joy Division, but it plays while you are outside a store called Plato's Cavern. The way the two guitar type sounds play off each other and the interjections of synth evidences a great deal of care in the arrangement on this one. Nothing is dominating, every instrument has ample room to breathe and contribute to the general atmosphere. As this jaunty little jam plays in the background, I'm going to wrap things up here. I really hope you've enjoyed this focus on the various ports of Snatcher, a creation of Hideo Kojima. We may know him best as the brains behind the Metal Gear games, and whatever crazy business Death Stranding is supposed to be. I do have my eye on that game, it looks like it's going to be fascinating. But hardcore Japanophiles will point you towards Snatcher, an edgy, multifaceted beast of an adventure game with some great music. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can email me at foreversoundversion@gmail.com. You can like this podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/foreversoundversion. And you can also follow me on Twitter. The handle is FSVpodcast. Earlier this week, I started a fundraising campaign that will see me spending 24 hours from Saturday 8th of September into Sunday 9th of September playing funny, weird, and rubbish games to raise money for the Refugee Council here in the UK. The Refugee Council do tremendous work empowering refugees and helping them to build their lives after experiencing some truly horrible things. So, a very worthwhile cause, I hope you agree. The whole thing will be streamed online, as it was last year, and trust me, this is not as easy as it sounds, so I'm going to need some help. My goal of £1,000 is pretty hefty, so if you are able to throw me a few coins, I'd really, really appreciate it. You can donate at justgiving.com/fundraising/weirdgames2018. That's 2018. This episode's final track, taken from the Sega Mega CD version of Snatcher, is Tears Stained Eyes, which serves as the game's ending theme. It's schmaltzy for sure, but hey, what's wrong with that? We have arrived at the end and we have a lot to reflect on. It's a good 5 minutes long, this tune, so sit back, pour yourself a glass of wine, if you have any handy, and if you like wine, and just let this piece wash over you. Let it wash you away to somewhere cool, somewhere relaxing. All right, all the best for now.